Mars and white bunnies. What in the world?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a new creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, has received many phone calls and emails claiming that all kinds of things have been seen in photographs taken of Mars. One man, a UFO buff, claims to have found the letters E and G carved in a Martian rock. Another person says he's seen the fossils of dinosaurs in some photos of Mars. Well, the best one yet is the sighting of a white bunny complete with long white ears. It supposedly showed up in a photo. NASA says that the bunny is either a piece of the airbag of the landing craft or something else related to the craft. Anyway, the bunny has since disappeared, which prompted someone to claim that the NASA rover ran over it. You know, many people are so eager to find evidence of life on Mars. But why? For the most part, it's because they think it will help them prove evolution and thus disprove the Bible. They don't want to believe that God created life and that we are responsible to our Creator for all our actions.
Our astronomer, Dr. Jason Lyle, has written a wonderful booklet on astronomy in the Bible. In fact, it's a great witnessing tool. We'll send you 10 of his excellent booklets when you offer a donation of any size today to our nonprofit ministry. Call us 24 hours a day, toll-free, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or get the booklets through our website of answersoffer.org.